We are on Daf Kuf Yun Beis Omed Aleph. Just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us start from the Baraisa Tana Rabbonon. We have the Machlekes Tachachomim and Sumches. Tana Rabbonon, it's around 15 lines from the top. Agoizel Machalas Bonov Pturim Elishalem. Inir Lifneim Gedoilim Chayovim Lishalem Ktanim Pturim. The Ketanim or Potter, speaking about that Gzeilas Be'en, either speaking about there wasn't Yish, or we hold Rishus Yairish, Lav Kishus Lekeach, so if the Gzeila is Be'en, is Gdoilim Chayovim, and Ketanim are Pturim, and Rashi said the Lav Neidinaninu, Ba'afopi the Gzeila Kayemes, Mi Machasri Gevayne, Vesumchesu Depota Ketanim Lekamo. Simchas holds you can't schlep ketanim to a din teira, even though the gzeila is bad. That was the first baraisa. Let us just skip over to the second baraisa. Tanya idoch, hagoizol umachel bonov pturim milishalem, inich lifneim v'ochlom, ben gdoilim, ben ketanim chayovim. If they ate it up, they're chayiv, ketanim are also chayiv. Mi mechayvi leyeyel da'azik azuki haket ketanim bichayiv. Omar apope ochi koma yinich lifneim vadaim lo yochlom ben gdoilim ben ketanim chayiv. That the ketanim are chayiv, and this is going according to the chachomim that hold we can schlep Ketanim to Adin Torah also. So this is the machloikis between Sumchis and the Chachamim. Omar Rove, hiniach lemaviyim poro sheulo. What if the father died and the father had borrowed a poro for an amount of time and he died? Teichazman is mishtam shimbo kol yemei sheiloso. So the schus sheila that the father had goes over the Yerusha, he acquired a schus sheila, so memela, they are permitted to use it. Meisa, what is if the poro died, ain chayovin ba'inseho. And that chayov ba'onsin, and Rashi says, it would seem that, like kabilu alayu netiruse, they weren't mekabel shmire, so the chiyuvi shoyel they do not have, and the schusei shoyel they do have. Kisvurim shel aviyem hi, what if they held that this belonged to their father, v'tavchua v'ochluha, and they shechted it under the impression that this belonged to their father. Mishalmim demei boso b'zeil. So, they pay Masha Nenis. The Nansadi that they would, for a cheap price, they would have wanted to indulge in a Sudish al Boso. So if they pay 2/3 of the value, they pay Masha Nenis. Masha Hiziku, they don't pay. So, because this is an oinus, Tosis on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bey says this is an oinus akov l'gneve. That means so other mamazik is potter. They even though other mud loylam, but such an oinus akov l'gneve, other mamazik is potter. So they're potter out mazik. They pay mashinets. Hiniach lahem avim achrayis nechosim. What is if they yarshin from the father? Achayis nechosim. Chayovim l'shalem. So here the chayiv to pay, the chayiv, the karke that the yarshin from the father becomes meshubed, and they are chayiv to pay. Ike de masnilo areshe, ve ike de masnilo aseif. Now we had here two halachas. We had one halacha was that the poro died, and there's one mandiyoma that says, but if the father left over karka, So the mashal can be given the shavius of the pora from the karka. Ve'ike the masni lo aseife. And there's another man, the Yomar, that says that this paraisa is speaking about only when the pora died, you can't be given from the karka. Ve'ike the masni lo aseife. Man, the masni lo reisha, kolshkein, aseifa, upliga derab pope. Man, the masni lo aseifa, abla reisha loi, fahainu derab pope. Now, before we go into the memra of Rab Pope, let us just try to understand this gemara. There's a machloikis, when does a shayil become mechuyev to pay? When does his karka become mishubit? So one man the Yoma held that as soon as he borrows the chayfetz, it's already chal ashibud on his karkois, that if during the time of the shayla anoinus will occur, so the karka is mishubit mishas shayla. That means, so the shibud is chal mishas shayla. That is what one man the Yoma holds. According to that man the Yoma, so let us see the first halacha, the reisha, that he niach lamaviim pora shula and mesa, and then the pora died, and the father left over karke, so the karke became mishubid b'chayei ha'ov, that if anything happens to the pora, Misha Shaila, he's already mechuyev to pay. So he's left over karka. So even though Bishas, when the pora died, the father was not around, but a shibud was ready chal b'chayei hashoyel, that if an oinus will happen, the shaila is mishabed his karkois from Bisha Shaila. So that is the that's ikad the masni lo areish. Ike the masni lo aseife, the one that's masni lo aseife holds that a shoyel does not become mechuyev mishas shayla. It's not like a gazlan that as soon as he steals it, he's chayev onsen. A shoyel becomes mechuyev mishas onsen. And when something happens, the chiyuvi shomrim are chal when the chiyuv is chal. Became nignav, then he's mechuyev to pay. There's no chiyev before. The chiyev is chal mishas ons. So therefore, in the first case, that the pora died, so the chiyev tashlumim first has to be chal mishas when the pora died. Well, when the pora died, the father, the shayl was not around anymore. So the karka that he left over never became mishubit because he would have first become mechuyev when the pora died, but he's not alive anymore. So then, this halach inich lamachayis nechosim chayov l'shalom cannot go on the reish. But on the sefer, it can't go. The sefer that says that the father left over a pora and the Yerushim thought that the pora belonged to the father and they shechted it. If the father left over a karka, so like this, they pay mashenenis. If the father left over a karka, they'll pay how much the value of the pora is. That's what the Gemara says. And this halacha needs a lot of explanation why it is that way. If the chiyev is chal, mishas oinsim, so the father still dead. What's the chilek if the pora died from a heart attack or they shechted the pora? They themselves are potter because we mentioned before. I mean, because it's an oinis kein geneve, they're potter, and the chiyev first starts on the shoyl bishas onsim. No, so bishas onsim the father's not around. So this is a very difficult Gemara to understand, but the Gemara says this, that if you hold the Chiyuv is Misha Sheila, so Memela, So if the pole dies, the kark is meshubet. And the body gives, so if they shechted the pole, but the chiv is chal mishas shayla. If the chiv is chal mishas onsen, so if the pole dies, the kark doesn't become meshubet. If the yoshim shechted the pole, then you can mum from the kark. If the father left over kark. Now let us see Rashi. Ike de masne loho inich le mavi machais nechosem chayovim areishe. The comma, it says in the reishe, meiso ein chayovim beinseho. It says, meiso ein chayovim beinseho, inich le mavi en kakois chayovim leshala. Why they mechuyiv to pay from the karka? The shtavid nechosem michayim dabuin. The karka of the father became meshubed when the father was alive. The Kosova Rove Chiev Oinsim Misha Shaila Mutal Allah Shoyu. That the Chiev Oinsim is Chal Misha Shaila. There's already a Chiev now that it's Meshubed now to pay for whatever will happen later. Upligi Dera Pope Da Oma Lekamon Leiromi Chiev Oinsim At Shoyu At Shash Teyonim. Veike the masni lo asayfe tavchua vachlua mishalmim dmei basal bezoil veminich lamaviim karke mishalmim peroin shalem. Then they pay a peroin shalem. Let's just stop over here. We'll go to the next Rashi. Then we'll come back. Aval areisha the meisa kedarke loy. But we don't say that the nechosim became meshubed. Ashayil only comes mechiv at shas onsen. V'hochi ki yisnisa lesa l'shayil. When the einus happened, the shayil isn't around anymore. The father's dead. V'hani lekibul alayim midi. They're not mechiv. So Memela, they won't mekabel anything. So Memela, if the Pora died, so there's no reason why the Kaka should become Meshubit. Ashoyel is only Mechuyev Meshas Onsen, so the father wasn't around Meshas Onsen, and they're not Mechuyev because they weren't mekabel anything. But if they shechted it, and the father left over Kaka, so then you mum from the Kaka. So this is a very interesting combination. Now let's go back to Rashi. The Avu, now Rashi says, "V'nich l'maviim kalke mishalmin peroin shole." The Avu inhu b'mokei mavuhin, there in place of their father. V'hoyel v'hein achlua mishalmin. Since they ate it, they're gonna pay. So Rashi says very unclear words, which are very difficult to understand. And if we don't understand it, we're in good company. Reisus Ritz says on this Rashi, Ve'eini yedei eliten tam ledova. I don't understand what Rashi is saying. That's what the Reisus Ritz has to say. Now, let us explain what's so difficult to understand. Rashi makes here a kugel. Rashi says, the father left over karka. Now, the father didn't, but there was no shibud yet, kozman, the father was alive, because the shibud is first chal mishas onsen, and the father's not around anymore. So Rashi says, the habu inu b'mokim avuhin, they're in place of the father. So what does that mean? They're in place of Makam the father. So it doesn't mean they themselves are Mechuyev. That's why they need the kalk of the father. So you say, no, they weren't Mikabel Shmire. But they're in place of the father. V'hoyu v'enachlu mishalmin. Since they shechted it, and they're in place of the father, and the father left over kalke, that's why you pay. very, very unclear. Manavshach, then the place of the father, so when the Pola died, no, then you don't see the place of the father. And when the Pola died, the potter. And when they shechted it, then we say they're in place of the father, and the father left over Kalke, and then they pay. That is the, these are the words that Rashi is saying, which are very difficult to understand. Perhaps we can say a shtickle beer in Rashi. Let us say there's another Rashi in Ksubis. Rashi in Ksubis says something else. Rashi in Ksubis explains this Gemara as follows. You know why the Yoshem Achayev? The boy Lohu Lemedek. They should have been Medayek. What does that mean? That means that the father left over a pore, so you should have been Medayek. Is this the father's pore? Is it a borrowed pore? Where do you go, Shech the pore? You should have been Medayek. That's what Rashi says. So Memele, they're Mechuyev, because the boy Lula Medek. They should have been Medayek. Frekt, the Rashbe, so what do you say? It's their fault. You say it's their fault because they should have been medayik. So what if the father didn't, so they're poishim. So if they're poishim, so if the father did leave over karka, I mean, you say it's their fault. So they should have been medayik. So if the father didn't leave over karka, they should be mechuyev. This kasha, the Rashba asks. The Ritva asks on Rashi in Ksubis, he says, he doesn't understand that it's their fault. He says, Chazok the Chol Mashad the Maitzi Beveis Meirishav Becheska Shaloi. He says, the father died. So whatever you find in the house, you have a watch and a pot, and so you stuck like a shiloh. Who's this borrowed as this is? Mistama, whatever the father left over, Mistama it's his. I assume that Mistama is the father's. So the Ritva asks on Rashi, so what, Iboilo Lamedic? Why should they think that it's a borrowed pole? I mean, the father left over a pole. It's the father's pole. So we have a shvera Rashi in Ksubis also, which the Rishonim don't understand. Perhaps a little explanation on both Rashis. And if Rashi said both, so let us say that Mistama, these both Rashis are coming to tell us one thing. But I'd like to, be Magdim. We had, in the beginning of Baba Kama, Avdala Damit Beis, Rabbi Shaya said, the Yud Gimel Ovis Nezikim. There's 13 Mazikim that are Mechuyiv to pay, Meitav. From the Yud Gimel Ovis Nezikim, there's Hashem Achinam, Hashem Asocho, and Hashoyim. These are one of the Yud Gimel. Now, so let's talk about things which we do understand. Hashem Achinam. Hashem Achinam is a Masik. You have obligations. You were given something to watch. You didn't watch it. You were Pesheya. You're a Masik. You're Mechuyiv to pay. So the Chiyuv of Hashem Achinam, understand, he's a mazik. He's not a mazik by yadayim. He's a mazik by not doing what he was supposed to do. Shomer socha is also a mazik. You were supposed to watch it. It shouldn't get stolen. It shouldn't get lost. Your obligation. You're a mazik. That's gemaltik. Fine. When it comes to shoyel, a shoyel is chayiv ba'onsim. So, the behemadite. What, I'm a mazik? Good. A shayl is mechuyif to pay. Fine. It's not worse than life insurance. A shayl is mechuyif to pay. If whatever happens to the bayim, I'm gonna pay. Fine. That's the din of a shayl. But why is he called a mazik? L'chayre, this is very difficult to understand. Why is he called a mazik? So, dach sechmir, Rabbi Shaya that says a shayl is a mazik, is not speaking about if the behemoth died by itself. What he's mechuyev to pay is because he's a mazik. He's not a mazik. What did he do? What should he even do? What did he do wrong? I think Rabbi Shaya is speaking about a case that it was his negligence, but he was an oinus. But it was because of him it happened, but he was an oinus. So someone else, if he wouldn't have been a shoyl, it come with a time, I'm an oinus. You're a shoyl. It was because of your negligence, you don't ever tell it, I was an oinus. But only if it died because of your negligence. Now, let us go to Rashi in Ksubis. Rashi in Ksubis says, Iboy le lemedik. That means the father left over a pora, now you're making a chasana, you go and shech the pora. Before you do it, Iboy le lemedik. What are you shechting? Maybe it's not your father's fault. Frek the ritve, Iboy le, there's a pshia. It is a pshi on them. It's not a pshi on them. They could rightfully assume that it belonged to the father. The Ritva says it's a chazoke. It's a chazoke. Chol mash odom moitzi beveis moirishoiv is becheska shaloi. So that's what the Ritva asks on Rashi. You're right. You're 100% right. But let us say, that is the obligation of a shoyel. A shoyel is chayv. Let's see if we would have a similar case by the shoyel alone. Here it's talking about the children of the shoyel. But let us say, would have a similar case by the shoyel alone. The shoyel assumed this and this and this. He was saying machan chazake. And because of that, something happened. A shoyel would be chayv. A shayl does never tell it, I was an onus. If it came through you, your chai, whatever came about through you, even though all other shaymim of the teretz, how should I have known? I could have assumed this and this and this. Fine. A shayl doesn't have this teretz. That is the chiyav of a shayl. A shayl is chayav. Ba'onsim that came about through him. That means it came about through him, but he has a teretz. I'm an onus. Why should I have assumed such a thing? That a shayl doesn't have a teretz. That is dachsime what Rabbi Shaya is speaking about. Now Rashi is saying Rashi by us, that's the boiler lemeding. That means you should have been medayik. Find out, is this the father's pora? Is it not the father's pora? So you say, why should I think it's not the father's pora? That's a teretz. Good, it's a teretz. It's a very good teretz. And any other shayma would win it in Torah with this teretz. A shayl doesn't have a teretz of onsim. I didn't have to think about it. A shayl is chay. Fine. So that's what Rashi says over there. Boile lemedik. Rashi over here just says one vote. The Oimek HaDvorim, I don't begin to understand, but Rashi says, "Dahavo inu b'moke mavui." Rashi says over here, when the father left over Kalka, and they did something, what if the father would have done it, he'd be chayiv? So if they did it, they're also chayiv. V'hei nachlu, they did it. They did something, what if the father would have done something similar to this? The father would have been chayv to pay, and he wouldn't have a teretz of oinus. So they have the kalka of the father, so hein b'mokeim avuhein, so somehow, them from their own pocket, they don't have to pay. Rashi said they want the kabul shmir. They don't pocket, they don't have to pay. But here you have the kalka of the father. They're not paying from their kalka. And a shoyl is mechuyev to pay if through his negligence something happened, even though it's an onus. So memele, so since they're b'mkoyim avuhoin, when they have the kalka of the avuhoin, and it was their negligence, so they're mechuyev to pay. That's perhaps somehow what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying the same thing what Rashi said in Ksubis. It's the same Rashi. But that is only if it was because of their negligence. If the Pora died, so that's another din, that Shoyl was Makabel life insurance on whatever he borrowed. That's another din. That's not from the Rabbi Shaya's din. There's another din that a Shoyl is Chayiv. He ensures the Mashal that you can get back. If you don't get back the Pora, you're gonna get back the value of the Pora. Good. That's an insurance, but the Shoyl made. And we hold Shoyl first becomes Machayim Bishas Onsen. So Memele, so this insurance, the father can't be Mechuyiv, and they didn't do anything. They weren't Mekabel insurance. They didn't do it. So then you can't say that Inu B'Mokim Avuim, that they're B'Mokim Avuim. If they did a negligence, then we say Inu B'Mokim Avuim. But they didn't do anything. They weren't Mekabel anything on themselves. So then the din is that they are potter. So that's the difference between the mesa or tavchua. Now on this gemara, which is a very, very difficult gemara, how do we understand that when they shechted it, the father left over karke, and the chiv is mishas onsen, that the father's karke becomes mishubis. So Taisus in Ksubis says amoyer de kezach. That when the father, before the father died, so he was telling them all the things what to do, we should be maspit him, and thus, and we'll be buried. It was one thing he should have told them also, you know, Kinderlach, the Pora doesn't belong to me. The Pora is a borrowed Pora. He did, in his savor, he didn't tell this to the children. So Taisa says he was a Pesheya then. Everything you tell over to the kids, and then this all of a sudden, you don't tell. So you're a Pesheya. So a Shoyl is Chayiv, Mishas Onshim, or Mishas Pshiya. You were Pesheya then. But by your Tzavo, you omitted something that was very important to relate to the children. How are they going to know that it's a borrowed Pola? So Taisva says, so the Shibud is Chal, before the father died. Then the Karka became Mishubud. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns that the Shibud is Chal when they shechted. And then, so Rashi, we have to understand. Rashi, that's why Rashi had to say, a whole cheshbin, inu b'mokim avuim. All of a sudden, if they did something, if they were negligent, they're b'mokim avuim, we can mourn, not from them, we mourn from the karka of the father. But b'kitzel, we have here a machloikis between Rove and Rav Pope, when does a shayl become a chuyiv? Mishas shayla or mishas ons? That'll be totally if the father left over karke, if the karke becomes mishubid, if the mesa hapore, or davke when tafchuha, when the yoshim shechted it. Now, where do we find this Rav Papa? That Rav Papa holds that a shoyl is chayev mishas onsen. Behind the Rav Papa, the Omar Rav Papa said two halachas. Hoysa poro gnuvoloi. One halacha Rav Papa said as follows. A person stole a poro erev Shabbos. Fine. V'tovcho b'Shabbos, and he shechted it in Shabbos. He stole it erev Shabbos. What's it in? Stole erev Shabbos. He's chayiv. Kefil. In Shabbos, he shechted it. Chayiv. He's chayiv dalad v'hei. Dalad v'hei. He's chayiv. Why is he chayiv dalad v'hei? Because it was a gona v'tovah. How could he be chayiv dalad v'hei? If she say kimla b'darav m'nei, he was mechal of Shabbos. So Rav Papa holds that the din of kim lev d'rabne is only by a chiyav mamon, but a chiyav knas there's no din of kim lev d'rabne. So mamela he's chayav dal vei. So it became there's no din of kim lev d'rabne by knas is a chiddush. There's no din of kim lev d'rabne by knas. It's fine. So mamela so he stole it erev Shabbos. He became a ganav. He's chayav kefil. He shechted it in Shabbos. It's ganav v'tovach. So he's chayav dal. He's chayav dal vei. Shekvar chayev begneve koidem sheyovei lidei isur Shabbos. So that means if the gneve, if the gnei, it would have been Mechalo Shabbos with the gneve, so then, and we take Kim Leib the Rabbi Mnei, because on the Keren is not Knas. So say Kim Leib the Rabbi Mnei, and then it wouldn't be Chayiv, wouldn't be Mechayiv Gimel Vedalet, because he's part of him Keren. Shekva Chayiv, be gneve, koidim sheyovil ide Yisro Shabbos. That's case number one. Hoysa poro sheulaloi. What is if the poro was shul? He had borrowed a poro. Vitovcha b'shabes. Poto sheiser shabes v'isegneve boim ke'echam. So what is Rapopo saying before we see Rashi? So Rapopo is saying like this. If it was a poro shule, so till Shabbos there was no chiyuv on him whatsoever. Because Rapapa holds Shoyul Mishas Onsim Mischayev. So there was no chiyuv on him till now. It comes Shabbos, he goes and shechs the Pore. So now he should be Chayiv Keren. Now he should be Chayiv Keren. Als Kazlan, Als Mazik, Als Shoyul, what you want. You can throw the book at him. But now he should be Chayiv Keren. But now it's Shabbos. So he said, Kim Lebe the Rabbi Menei. So he's Potter. So that is, this was the halacha that Rapopo said. La'afuki. What would have been if you would hold like Rove, that Shoyul Mishashayla Mishayit. So Memele, so he borrowed it to Erev Shabbos, already there's a chi of Keren on him. He's now Mechuyiv to make sure that he'll get returned. So Memele, if he shechted it in the Shabbos, so he'll be Mechuyiv to pay the Keren because he became the Mishayit Erev Shabbos in the Keren. But Rapopo holds Shoyul Mishas Onsim Mishayiv, so the whole Chiyiv first has to be Chal in Shabbos, so when the Chiyiv has to be Chal is Chayiv Mises, you say, Kim Leib the Rabbi Menei. Let us see Rashi. Behind the Rapopo, the Oma Hoysa Gnubaloi, Kloima, Gonav Pore Me Erev Shabbos, V'tovach B'Shabbos, Chayiv Af betashlumei abo v'chamishi, ischayiv even daud v'hei, shereini ischayiv bekerem koidim shiobu da yisuskile. Keren he became mechayiv yesterday, he stole it erev Shabbos. Va'av al gav deknosu leyosu leyat Shabbos, hay de gimel v'dalet only ischal in Shabbos. Va'patrini lei miknosu mishum chiyiv mise, he don't say kimel v'darabnei tapatu v'm knas. The Oma Beilunaris Knas Chidishu Shechidshu Teure Hilka Rafagam the Miktel Mishalim. Even though we kill him, he's Chayiv Knas. So that's if he stole it Erev Shabbos. Hoy Sapora Sheulaloi. What is if he had borrowed a Pora Erev Shabbos? Betovcha B'Shabbos Potter Min HaKel. He's Potter from everything. We don't say the Chi of Keren was already Chal Erev Shabbos. That means he's already responsible, even if he'll die from old age. He's also Chai. There's no Chi whatsoever on the Shabbos. When he shechted it, that's then a Maisig Zeyle. So then all the chiyuvim start accumulating. Viser Shabbos ugneve boim keechot. So now he's a machal of Shabbos. Now he's a ganev. Now he's a gazlan. Now he's a chal chiyuv onsen. V'niftar min hakerem mishim dekim lebed harabnei. Period. He's potter from kerem. Uknos aleket. Now Rashi says, what's with knas? So Rashi says, do ain't careful. He says the only time where there's a knas of Dalad Vahey is by a ganef who took it away from the base bailim. And now, and P.S., this shoyl did not take it away from the base bailim. He was holding it by, it was in the shoyl's house. And so the shoyl is like the base bailim. He didn't take it away from the base bailim. Oy b'shay machinam, who also didn't take it away from the Beis Bailam, habolif tarat me b'taynis gneiva. That's a chiddush akro. A toyin taynis gane b'pekotin, even though he didn't steal it, it's between you and me, it's still by the Beis Shaima, but he's mechuyev for tining tainus gneiv. But that's a shemachina, because he patted himself a tainus gneiv. But if a person is a shoyl, that means, if this shoyl would say it got stolen, so what do we tell him? Fine, it got stolen, pay. So he didn't patter himself a tainus gneiv. So Rashi says over here, pshat m'rav popet, that is only two times you pay kefil. One time you pay kefil if you stole me base bailam, and that Hashem never did, never took it away from the base bailam. The other time you pay kefil if you patter yourself with a tainus gneiver, so then you also chayv kefil. But that only works by Hashem Mechinim. Hashem Mechinim can patter himself with tainus gneiver. I show you, he says, Nigna, boy, say, fine, pay for it. So there's no din of plain time, it's gone by a shirt. So therefore, he's part of him everything. Now, there was a girse, she'im en gneve, en tviche, ve en mechire, legoras like. Now, there was a girse, and Rashi erases this girse. There was a girse that the reason the shoyl is potter to pay alud vehei, because he's not chayv on the keren because of kimle b'darapnei. Ba'ani shamati kan ubeksubis, I heard this girse, v'chein pirish lono rabbeinu, and Rashi's Rebbe Weistos heard this girse, she'im engneve acher shepotter min hakeren, that's pshat. Since he's potter from the keren, mishim dekomle b'darapnei, ain't we knas? Nami loy meshalem. Bavo gav the chidishu. Misa potrosoi. That means, so the whole reason why isn't there a knas of dalad vehei, and by dalad vehei there's no poiter of kabbalah b'darabne, of a hoche. The lack of keren, and there's no keren because of kabbalah b'darabne, poter the shulmei abo b'chemisha marahmona, or it's a shulmei gimel v'dalad, when you subtract the keren from the chiyuv tashlumim, that's what my Rebbe said. Zokrashi v'loyhoyo li leiv lahovin es moisho. I don't understand what the Rebbe said. I mean, that's a Rashi estakash on the Rebbe. I was not able to understand what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe said like this, Shetam Zayin Tzorchlika, I don't understand why I have to say a shtik teure. Why doesn't he pay Gimel Vada? Why isn't he chayv the Al Tvicha Mechire? So you have to say a cherif, because it's a drash, Dalet Vayvila Gimel Vadalet. Rashi says, Shrein Knas B'Shoyla Teveyach. You have to say a shtik teure with a diik, Dalet Vayvila Gimel Vadalet. A shale doesn't pay dalad vehei. Va'afil amrini kerapope. Da'at hashte kom b'shusei demore. Afil ahochi kasen gazlo nasole v'le ganev. She'ein din ganev, since he didn't steal it from the Bailam's rishus, so a maisig neve there wasn't. She'ein din ganev v'ayishem al b'tayin tanis ganev. V'avishem achinam. But over here, but here he's not a ganef, he's a shoyl, so mamela, so it's not a kasha with a teret. They say over the Beis Halevi once said the difference between himself and his Rab Chaim is as follows. When someone asks him a kasha, he says a teret. The Beis Halevi says a teret. He says, both of us feel good. He asked a good kasha, I said a teret, we both feel good. And yes, my son Rab Chaim Akasha, he says the kasha doesn't begin. So no one feels good. The one way, he didn't ask a kasha, the kasha doesn't begin. And then Rab Chaim, he didn't say, he didn't ask anything. That's what Rashi says. This girse is, it's, you know why you don't pay dalad vehei, because of a charitis. because there's a drash, Rashi says, I don't understand that. There's no kasha where he doesn't pay dalad vei. He's not a ganef. There was no maisik neve. There was no toyin tainas ganef. I don't understand why you have to tell me a reason why you put him in dalad vei. Shrein knas b'shoyla teveich. Afilo amrini ke rapopa dat hashti kom b'shusim demore. V'lohochi gazla nasila. Now he made a maisik zela, but he ganef. She'ein din ganav al b'tayin tainas ganav av Hashem mechinam. V'chi goresloi, there is such a girse. There is such a girse that says that she'min gnei ve'ein tviche ve'ein mechire. Says there is such a girse. B'ksubis kasin alay. In ksubis there is such a girse. V'milse d'rabe. T'om ahosam gonav tovach b'shabes. Rabbi said that a person was got, that the whole Gneva was B'Shabbos. The Gneva was Ayideva Tviche, so there, the whole Gneva came in Shabbos. So there you have to say, Shtikteirishim, and Gneva in Tviche Mechira. The Hosom began the Vatzmakoi. There we're talking about a Ganef. The Lekel is also a Mele, with the Tviche made a Maise Gneva and a Maise Tviche, and there you should take a Bichayim Dalet Vehei, and there's no Ptukim Levi the Rabim Neyav Knas, so there we have to say, but he never became a Chayim Keren, because there was a Chiyim Mise when the Chiyim Keren was supposed to Chal, was supposed to be Chal. The Kos, the Hosam began the Vatzmekoi, but like La Mitre, Miknose, Ela Mishum Haitayme, Men Gneve, In Tvicha Mechir. Abo, but Rapope, like La Migrese. But when Rapope, who was speaking about a Shoyal, was not a Gane, so a Shoyal went and checked the Pore, so all he is a Gazlan. So there's no doubt for hey. Like La Migrese, Le Hosam, Le Hoche. So Rashi says, Va'aydi de milsa de rapope it mahosam gabi milsa de rabbe, igrisanami agav shitwit be de rapope. So memela over there, the mistake occurred, because by rabbe, rabbe speaking about a case that a person became a ganav in Shabbos, he shechted it in Shabbos. So there there's a lomdis that mengdeve in tvicha mechira. And since rapope's memory is mentioned there, so that's how this tiktoire got transplanted to Rapopo also. But which is wrong. But Nagamar Zicha doesn't belong to Rapopo. Igris Nami Agavshit with Rapopo. Uchuvis Rafai going the Sayali. Fine. So this is Pshat in the memory of Rapopo. Tana Rabonam. It says in the Pasuk, Veheshev es agzeila, mata moloi ma ashegozo. Why does he have to say, Veheshev es agzeila, what's ashegozo? So we learn that, yachzer ke'ein shegozo. You only return it if it, the gzeila is ke'ein shegozo. Mikan omru, ha'goizel umachel es bonov, pturim ilushal. So that part of the pay that we had Taisus on Kufyudal from Advaisi that's speaking about after Yish, before Yish, Shatami Bacham. We learn out that since there's no Nuchi of Gzele if you stole a Dabar Gozel, according to Rami Bacham, before Yish and according to Rabbi after Yish. So therefore, he near, yeah, that's if they ate it up, he near Lifneim. What is if the gzeila is ben? Is ben gdeilim ben gtanim chayov? So, father stole a pore and the father died and the pore stole ben. So ben gdeilim ben gtanim chayov. Either sing now before Yish or shushir stav kishus lekeach. So memele, so you come on aside from the gdeilim, aside from the gtanim. Vishim sumches omru gdoilim chayovim katanim pturim. So here we see klal machlekes tachomim in sumches. Sumches says you cannot make a din teire with katanim. Can make a din teire. That's what sumches holds. As she said before the lamdas, אפו בדגזל לקיימס, מחסרי כביינה, בסומך זו דפות הקטנים לקחו. This is the story of סומכס. What does Rashi say over here? כאין שגוזל, כלומר, אם זה לקיימס, יחזר, אבל אין זה לקיימס פוטו, ובדידי לקלוק מי אלא בבונה. If by the Gazlan, if it's not Kayemes, he's still high, but Gazlan's high bonsen. So it's talking about the children of Potter. Now, we had stopped in Toysviz and Bafkufiud Alephom at base. Toysviz, in the middle of Toysviz, Toysviz has a problem with Rav. Rav holds Yish Kedi Koni, and Rav holds like Rav Chisde. Rav holds like Rav Chisde that Gozal von Ishyai Shabam Boach Boach Loi Rots Mizegoi Ve Rots Mizegoi Ve. So that means, so Rav, now we have here a Mirnike problem that let us go to this Baraisa we just learned now. Ha Gozal Umachal Es Bonov Umachal Es Bonov Pturim Hinich Lefneim Ben Gdolim Ben Ktanim Chayov. So if they ate it, they're potter. And if they didn't eat it, they're chayev. So Taisus has a problem according to Rav. What is the case over here? If it's speaking about before Yiyush, so why if they ate it, are they potter? And if it's speaking about after Yiyush, so why when it's ben, are they chayev? The father, the Rav holds Yiyush kainis, and the father was kainim. That was Taisva's problem. So now, let us go 6 lines from the bottom. At the bottom, Taisva's Kufi Adal from the base. Taisva goes on our Baraisa, which we just learned. The Chaim Baraisa de Lekamon. The Ktoni, we learned in the Baraisa, Agoizel Machal Es Bonov, Pturim Mishalem. Mi Boi Leiluk, Malibe de Rab Chizde, Lacha Yush. Now, why are they Potter? According to Rav Chisde, Gazel and Ishai Shubay Boach Boach Hu Rots Mizegoy Hu Rots Mizegoy. Here it says the Machal Pturim. So we have to say it's speaking about Lacha Yush. Now, according to Rav, you can't say it's speaking about Lacha Yush because so why if it's Ben, why Mechuyev to return it? The father was going to Yush. So why Inich Lifneim Chayov? Is l'rav tzorech lukmi b'dova ha-mesuyim. It's speaking about a dova ha-mesuyim, and I'll skip a dova aim and yivuchuyiv to return it. So that's pshat. It's talking about after years. So I go to l'machal is bono nepota. You know why nepota? Because the father was koine with years, number one, and so the male and the father gave it to them, and nothing is banned anymore, so there's no din, and I'll cover the vim. It's finished. It's past history. He niyach lifneim, so even though it's theirs, the father was kind of with Yush, but I'll kapon him, there's a chiyim, I'll skvay the vim to return. So me boy, look me, I live in the chislach, l'ratzach, look me, b'dover ha-mesuyim, b'diktonim, he niyach lavonam, b'doylam, chayom, l'shalim. Chayim beidach tani ben gdoilu ben gtanim chayom. Vivido v'shayni mesuim amai chayom l'rav. Kiven da airi l'achayish. So it's speaking about l'achayish, and the shayla is aktanim chayom. That's the machloikis. Upligi hani baraisis alibe d'rav. So what's the machloikis? Im ktanim chayom mishum kvoit iviyim ilav. The machloikis is aktanim chayim bekvoy davi. Vaha ke sumchis va ke rabonam. The plukte de sumchis va rabonam besomach mi boi leluk ma li bida rab, the pligi vahochi, ishaich bektanim taime de kova davi im uloi. Avo le romi ba chome, de mayri bereises lifna yush, le avchiz de dairi lachi yish, Pligi begzei legmure shebiyat koten, bleikone koten, mikablim eidim lohoitzim biyodoi oiloi, vachem plukte de sumches parabonas. Now all of a sudden, Taisvis says as follows. Rebbe Taisvah says is understandable for one nekuda. Taisvah says Rav is a big problem with these baraises, because Rav holds before Yish Yechayiv. Here it says a goyzel machel bepotah. Says me spin with after Yish. Says after Yish. So why ichniv with neim adechayiv? The father was kind with Yish. So Taisvah says spin with a davar mesui. Fine, but spin with a davar mesui. That's where you have to return. Now Taisvah says, so what's the machlekes of ketanim achayiv? So Taisvah said the machlekes is a ketanim chayiv bekvoid abi. Fine. That's what Taisvah says. Then Taisvah goes back and says, but according to, not according to Rav, Machloikis, Sumchis, and the Chomim is, I am a Kabbal Eidis by Ketanim. I am a Kabbal Eidim by Ketanim. Fine. Track the Marsha. So why did Taisvah make a new Machloikis? Maybe that's a Machloikis. I'll cover the Vim, but you have to be a Kabbal Eidis, and a Kabbal Eidis, when the Ketanim, why did Taisvah have to make a new Machloikis? So the Marsha says a very interesting Teretz. Taisus was stuck over here. It's speaking about Adova HaMesuyim. What's a Taitz Adova HaMesuyim? Adova HaMesuyim means everybody knows this is stolen goods. So if everybody knows, that's why there's a din of Kibbutz Ve'Aim. So Memeila, if everyone knows it's stolen goods, you don't need Edom over here. The Bezin doesn't have to be Mekabel Edom over here that there was a Maisik Zayla. This is known. Everyone knows this is stolen. Bezin also knows. You don't need Edom anymore. So here Taisus got stuck. So what's the Sfora of Sumchus that says Ketanim Apota? You can't say, hey, Mekablim Edom, Shaloi Bifnei Baldin, because Ketanim is Shaloi Bifonov. You don't need Edom over here. Everyone knows this is stolen. It's branded all over the Behemoth. So that's what they say. Oh, so according to Rav, there's a new Machlaikis. A Ketanim Chayiv Bekibado. So you also have to understand what the machlokes is, though. I mean, not chayiv. I mean, what's about kaponim? The Yosef Shachar wants to say the machlokes was there at takonas chacham daktanim machayiv. About kaponim, that's pshat and taisus. Now we'll have a very interesting story. Bar chamua, the third three lines from the bottom towards the end of the line. Bar Chamua de Rabbi Yirmiyah, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Torak Goli Ba'ape de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now we'll see soon, there was a very interesting story. Rabbi Yirmiyah tainted that he bought from his shver a certain house. He bought a house from his shver. Right? The Shver died. He had a young brother-in-law before Bar Mitzvah. And the young brother-in-law went into the house, locked the door. He doesn't let Rabbi Yirmiyah go in. Father's house. No. So Rabbi Yirmiyah had aided him that his father-in-law sold it to him. Also, Lekami de Rabovin. So he came to Rabovin. Omar Shaloyu Teveyas. He says, Achmed, what do you want? He says, it's his. He says, it's belong to the father. Omar Lay, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said, V'amaisinin Sadi Da'arzeke Bei Bechaye Davua. I'll bring Edis that I bought it from the father. What do you mean it's his? I'll bring you Edis that the father sold it to me. He sold this to me. Amalei, so Rabovin told them, "V'chi mekablim edim shalei b'fnei baldin." You can be mekabel edim shalei b'fnei. Who can bring edis for? You have to have balidinim over here. Your brother-in-law's a cotton. You can't bring edis over here. At the present time, there's nothing what to talk about. So, but Rabbi Yirmi was persistent. So he says, "I don't understand." Boktoni ben gdoilim ben ktanim chayovim. We had here, he nichlik name, just said, Amachlikis, Tarabonon and Sumchis. Tarabonon say that a goizel, ve nichlabonov, so yemon ben ktanim ben gdoilim. So, the chachamim hold, you are mekabel edis by gzela. A kaponim, you mekabel edis by gzela, and the gzela is ben, you're mekabel edis. I mean, you see? Amalei, harei machloike sumchis betzidach. He said, you're being the raif on the chachomim. Sumchis says, you're not mekabel edis. Things were going too good for Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amal,
Ich will kuli alme ve koike sumches laf koin le didi. So I don't understand. Good, the machloike sumches in the chachomim. So you should pass them like the rabbi. We pass them like sumches. I bought the house. My brother-in-law's in the house and now he doesn't let me go in and I have ate him that I bought it and finished. Ad the hochi yigalgal milse. So it seems it was something to talk about. It was a very interesting shaila. Rabbi Yirmi is finding that the house is his, and Avovin paskin the like sumches here. We won't be mekabeleidus. Adarochi yigalgo milsa osamota lekami drababo. This whole dintera, the whole shaklavatay came to Rababo. Omar v'shmir luchu hod Rav Yosef b'chomar b'omar Rabbi Shai. He didn't know the psak of Rabbi Shai. Omar Rav Yosef b'chomar Rabbi Shai. Tinek shetokaf b'avoda v'yored l'seich sodah shel chaver. So there's two pshatim. What's to say who I'm shat m'rashi? But the tinnik went and invaded someone else's field. He took over. And how could a tinnik take over? He had a bodim that belonged to him. They were 25 six-footers, and they invaded someone's field, and they took over, and they kicked out the balabos, and they're here. They were kaivish the field. V'omar shaliyu. After he was interviewed, it's my field. Ein oimrim namtim atche yagdil. So we don't say, okay, he says it's his. And the owner says that he was kicked out of his own field. Ein oimrim namtim atche yagdil, elo mitzi miyode miyad. If you have such a mice, this child is a cotton. He's an 8-year-old, and with 25 avodim, and we're going to wait 8 years, we're going to wait till for 5 years till he becomes bar mitzvah. In the meantime, the owner of the field is out of business, out of his field. So Rabbi Shaya said, "Ein oimrim, nantemat sheyagdil, elo meitzin miyode miyad." We take it away from the cotton. Lo sheyagdil yovi edim v'nire. No. You're saying that it's yours. Fine. We'll discuss it after 5 years. The vial. We can't handle with you, your cotton, we can't bring it. So the Baal will leave things the way, we'll leave it by the Baal Asode, and the 5 years later you'll come back. So Mamela, what did Rav Abbo say? So Rav Abbo wanted to suggest the same thing. We have a problem, we can't be Mekabel Edim in front of his brother-in-law, he's a cotton. Let's the Baal take it away from the cotton, and we'll put it on hold, and then 5 years, and when you become a god, we'll make it entire. So the Gemara says, "Mi domi, hasamuda mafkina minei, loikai malei achazaka davu." There, it's very good. That means that field which this cotton had taken over, it never was his father's. He said, "Cheshman, it belongs to him." So Mamela, there we'll take it away. The vow we knew the other way around. We knew it belonged to this person. Now he says it somehow belongs to him. The vow we take it away from the cotton and come back in 5 years. But if the case of Rabbi Yirmiya, we know this belonged to the father. We know this belonged to the father, that's for sure. Rabbi Yirmiya is tining, but I bought it from the father. So now we have to make a din teira. You have eidim. But we can't be mekabel eidim shalei bifnei baldin. Our cousin is called shalei bifnei baldin. So therefore, you'll have to wait till he becomes a godel. So Trashi, Balchamud, Rabir Mir Kotnav. He was a Kotnav, Tori Kali, Deles, Pesach, Beis Oviv, Sogar. The door of the Pesach of Beis Aviv, he locked it. Plainich likonis, pisha yiraitzer Rabbi Yirmi lahafzik bo. Lahafzik bo b'chayevu bo yetoin shaviv mocholoi enoskoloi. Shloi b'fnei berdin vaikot kemandalo esedovim. Shetokav avodov, shelokach avodov imoy shiyesayu. Lishnachin is a talk of avodah v'om ashliin. He had someone else's avodah. נירם שלוי אוסם ודיור דוסר סודה חדיי ולאס לי לאחתי נפח סודה חזוק דבו סנן we send out the cotton we say come back in 5 years אבל היך דיס לי לאחתי נפבאי סה חזוק דבו למקין לי מינה ושיגדל יובי רבי ירמי העדו ויודעין אימא. So what does Taisa say? Well, heiche de islai chazoke da abese mashmer. Tahainu afilu hoye Rabbi Yirmiye besoich habayis. Here it would seem afilu Rabbi Yirmiye was in the bayis already. V'loi mafle kosem ba'lo soda musik besoda hoche Rabbi Yirmiye haye musik. Mashmer loi toli ba'ochi midi ela b'med de islai chazoke me'obes. Could be because it's not shaykh to be a musik on karka. You're not... The Nisarik is telling you, Cheskos Mori, come, this is like Chazok and Meyobis. I feel like Rabbi Yirmiye, Murzik, Babayis.